dig a pit in the ground and line it with rocks and let the pig roast down in there. Boy, that was really good. That was great. Well, so much to Louisiana. Oh, the other thing was, of course, that's where I married Lydia. She sent me a letter from Cincinnati saying she was pregnant and wanted to come down to Louisiana. So she came down, and I had made friends with an undertaker there, and I met him in a church, and they befriended us, so we got married in their house. And well, that's where we got married. They really treated black women bad, though, in Alexandria, because any black woman could get stopped by a policeman, and if they didn't have a health card showing that they'd been examined and didn't have gonorrhea or syphilis, they could be taken to jail. And they were. They were just, they'd pick them up off the street. When I went to buy the wedding ring, the white clerks wouldn't wait on me. And I had to pick out what I wanted. And they called the janitor. And the janitor had to come and take it out of the case and ring up the sales and wrap it up. So that's just how segregated things were in the 1940s. Well, finally, I hooked up with an all-black regiment called 372nd Regiment. And there, all of the officers and everybody was black. The whole outfit was black. And I went with them to Fort Huachuca. And we were training to go overseas. And then I got word that my father had died with onion and fever, and the Red Cross arranged for me to go home for the funeral. Well, hey, you doing, young man?
Good, Dad. All
good right, man. Show him hugging.
Good. Get the well, she might as well turn it off.
I'll be back. I got to move the car.
Edmo.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Tom, don't do that. Did you see stuff on TV? Look into the TV camera.